It's impossible. All right, go ahead.
Shut up. God damn it, Ben.
Kicking it old school.
Flashback to...
What happened to the...
What? I guess Ben and I are sharing a mic.
No, three.
I don't know. I just kind of put them all close to the middle if I figured...
Me and Austin are going to start our own...
Should we switch it over to the...
No, I've decided it's at this range, it's close enough at 10, and it sounds a lot better at the minus 10.
My intestines hurt.
So, for the first time ever, Nikki is not only not hungry for the podcast, she is, in fact, full for the podcast. And she's been complaining about it since she got here.
Huh?
Nikki's been complaining about her fullness since she got here.
I'd be a liar if I said I hadn't heard that before.
What?
Ben complimented something of Austin's. Probably wasn't his cuticles. I get complimented on my cuticles all the time.
What?
Apparently I have very nice cuticles for a guy.
I destroy my cuticles.
Me too. Because I get shit dropped on them. Like engines.
Oh, that's fine.
I can imagine where that would damage a cuticle.
Do you even know what a cuticle is?
Well.
Are they like the little part right there?
Yeah, where the fingernail connects to the
skin. I'm cute and cool.
Smooth.
That was such a...
I got a closet. That's a big fucking deal.
Kind of a shitty closet.
It's a very shitty closet, but you know what? At this point, I will take anything.
Better than like a linen zipper.
Yeah, which is what I had previously.
It's very cute. It's just poorly made.
Yeah.
You're poorly made.
Like, it was delivered with holes in it and shelves that didn't fit in the cabinet.
My mom will fight you about that.
What?
Me being poorly made.
Oh.
Well, your mom can only do so much.
About half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else had to help.
My dad will help
fight it all up.
You.
Woo! Alright.
No Cy this week. Cy's got Riley, which means something.
Is his daughter.
Is his daughter.
Is his spawn.
Is his spawn. His double spawn. His demon spawn. His
demon sled egg donor spawn.
Better half.
What?
That said his better half.
Quarter.
Better quarter? Better third?
Three fifths compromise?
I don't know. My stomach hurts.
Is she black?
No.
No. Does you really think Riley has a black parents? That girl's like the whitest girl on the planet. She's more albino than an albino person.
She's blonde.
And really pale.
Super pale.
Have you seen her parents? Both really white and really pale and really blonde.
And not black being the important part.
I haven't seen one of the parents.
Jordan?
Yeah.
She's very white.
Which is also a male name.
Also true.
She's very white.
Unless there's another father and he's black.
Named Jordan.
Named Jordan.
But she looks just like Cy.
No, I was thinking the male Jordan replaced the female Jordan.
Ooh, wow. Hmm.
And Cy and male Jordan had a... You know
All right, enough with the fan fiction.
You know it's a Wednesday. You know what that means.
Podcast.
Porn.
Fridays.
Drugs.
All of the above.
All of these things make sense. Good answers, guys.
Murder.
Doing good.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day!
It is hump day. My Instagram is full of pictures of nice butts.
Yeah, but that's because you follow butt Instagrams, not because, like,
I don't
they're celebrating.
Butt Instagrams. I just follow girls that do squats.
There's
and happen
thing...
to post lots of pictures of their butts.
There's
well,
such
that's what
thing
squats
as
are
a butt Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Bathing suit Instagrams, butt Instagrams, boob Instagrams. There's a nice variety of
peanut butter Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There is. In fact, we know a peanut butter Instagram. I follow it.
Imagine how Cy feels. He pays for that every day of his life.
For the next, like, 14 years.
Do you know how miserable he is?
In Nikki's case, 22.
Just kidding.
Hey, now. Don't hit on people who still live with their parents.
Fight me. Yeah.
God damn it. I turned off one device, but I still got, like, three fucking other ones on the other half of the room.
I used to be one of those people, though.
Who has, like, seven devices?
Oh.
Hey, yeah, don't hate on living with the parents. I like my dad. He makes a good roommate. He's clean and
Yeah, the three
reliable.
Of us are going to fight you. No.
Who?
Ben?
Austin.
Oh, I was going to say, Ben still lives with his mom.
Yeah.
I mean, he owns half the house, but I own 100% of my house, but...
Legally.
Yeah.
So...
Die.
Okay.
I think I like Hungry Nikki better.
Yeah. Well, no. Full
Hungry
Nikki just
Nikki
says that she's going to die.
Destroy your bathroom.
Ooh.
Ooh. Correction, you'll be destroying the Friday's bathroom. Oh, wait, you already destroyed the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh,
damn it.
Suggest you don't go in there?
Did you leave the door open at least so it can air out?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I think I'm going to add an air freshener because we have three air fresheners
now. Respirators and just like go in there with cans of aerosol?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What was it? You can actually buy your respirators on Amazon, like the full face ones.
Yeah.
I have one.
No, but I'm talking about like the chemicals won't get in your eyes and stuff. It's a full shield with a respirator in it.
I want to just wear one around one day. No, for no reason. Just because it would freak people the fuck out.
I have a guess.
Like in normal clothes or in a... Like,
no, just like in normal clothes. It would scare people.
You should just say, where's my mommy?
Yeah, I could say, where's my mommy a lot, too.
Are you my mommy?
Mommy!
To make it seem very scary, though, is just wear, like, long sleeves and gloves.
Oh, yeah.
So you look like you're protected, but you're not really. You don't have to go through all that.
Yeah, I don't have to go through the actual, like, sterilization procedure and all that other stuff.
And like walk like you have something on you, like,
Austin and I are planning on sneaking into a hospital with lab coats and clipboards, and we're just going to walk around and seem like we work there. Because somebody actually did that.
Oh, yeah, that 14-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Why can't I do it with you guys? I totally look like a doctor.
Didn't he, like, pose as an OBGYN or something?
I don't think he ended up doing anything. I think he was just walking around, like, getting into secured areas.
That's at least what the hospital said.
Because, and not to mention, though, to be an OBGYN, you only have to go to, like, one class. If he really wanted to, like, go through that, he'd just go through the one class. It's, like, literally one day. I have a friend who became one, and it's, like...
OBGYN is the person that
looks like your vagina.
Right, no, okay, right. You're
and
thinking
they also
of...
deliver babies.
Yeah. Maybe it's the midwife that's the one-day class.
That is.
A midwife would make sense, because an OBGYN, you have to be
have to be a doctor.
You have to shove your fist up there.
What?
No. The midwife is the person there who's like, all right, breathe, and I'm going to look at the vagina while I'm telling you to breathe. Oh, look, there's the head. So anyway, the point being,
so pretty.
If you wanted to look at the vaginas, you could totally do it that way.
I was also making a very...
I would not want to look at vaginas like that, though.
Yeah, it's true. It's like
that's a lot of birth.
Vaginas are kind of weird looking to begin with.
Yeah,
but to have like an entire body coming out of a vagina.
Well, here's
it. It looks, you know, it's vaginas do kind of look weird.
And then your vagina rips to your asshole, and you have a baby, and
yeah, especially with a baby coming out.
But it's like, dude, no, having children is
like an Argon Wild on Reddit. It's like everybody's just like, how close can I get to my vagina in full 4K HD? And it's, I'm not kidding. Like, go on Argon Wild and you'll get, like, really high resolution pictures of vaginas.
Because that's so gross.
Like, I want to see the whole body, all right?
Hardcore and slow-mo.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, hardcore slow-mo zoomed up.
That's real time, but whatever.
Yeah, you know. 280, I don't know. I bought a drone. I bought a drone yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Bought a Phantom.
Oh, a Phantom. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought the Phantom and two extra batteries, so I think that's a total of three batteries.
And a GoPro mount?
It came with a GoPro mount.
Okay.
And then I also got some extra props, just in case.
Cool. Do you know what I got?
An abortion?
A chlamydia. Oh.
From the same girl you had the abortion with?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, would the baby have a chlamydia if it came out like that?
I don't know how chlamydia works.
Me either. I'm happy to say I don't know how that actually works, because that was a joke.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. We don't know how chlamydia works.
So I have a hypothetical question kind of relating to earlier conversations.
We may have a hypothetical answer.
Ben and I have given each other chlamydia.
I might have asked y'all this already. I know I asked Nikki. And I also asked our dear friend Kat last night.
You can't put it in my butt.
Okay, next conversation.
All right. I skipped over that question.
No, so, all right, so let's say you found the love of your life. I'm talking 12 out of 10 on everything you can think of, okay? All right, do you know where this is going?
Yeah, you've asked this question before, but that's all right. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
I blanked out if you asked it before.
Okay, so, 12 out of 10 girl, blah, blah, blah. Everything you can think about her, perfect in your eyes, okay? But she has a curse. Okay.
Really shitty curse.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nikki.
She has a penis that's bigger than yours.
Yeah, we heard about that. No, I'll go find an 11 elsewhere.
Ben, high expectations.
So
see, but here's the question about that. If the sex organ in which you have goes away after they have an orgasm, wouldn't that mean they just want to go take a nap? Because I'm getting a guy, and guys will want to take a nap right after they've finish their business.
It's their fight or flight instincts. Like, they can't fight, so they just go to sleep.
That's not how flight works. That's not even close. It's like the complete opposite of flight. I'll just take a nap instead.
I don't know. But I guess it's like to stop them from escaping afterwards. I don't know. There was some stupid reason behind why guys fall asleep after they have an orgasm.
I can't even.
Well, it was scientifically explained because I took anatomy and that was part of the class.
Just to figure out why guys.
And it went with fight or flight.
No, not fight or flight. I fucked that one up. But I don't know. It's like because primitive males would often just leave and not come back.
I was gonna say primitive males. I think males is the proper term there.
Well, but to stop them from leaving, they evolved, I guess, to just not.
Speaking of primitive creatures, so we should stop over sexualizing women. And no. So that
we
means that means that if we're all equal in this, you guys get to whip out your dicks whatever, because you know
I don't like that.
I do that anyway.
It's
I don't want to whip out my dick.
To have our nipples hanging out.
I don't really want to see girls.
I don't want to see other chicks' tits.
I don't want to see anybody
unless they're
nice. If they're really attractive, I don't want to look at ugly nipples all day for the occasional nice nipples I'll see.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it'll desensitize you to it.
Yeah, that's also true. I don't want to be desensitized to good nipples. They're...
I like fun bags.
Yeah.
I like the suspense of not seeing them all
right.
the time.
You know, half of the fun is the anticipation.
But, you know feminism reward. And stuff.
Yeah, but the people who want to free the nipple are, like, overweight or have no boobs at all.
Yeah.
And like the one person that everybody knows is like, oh, yeah, well, this one girl looks good. Well, that's because she's the one girl that looks good. That's why everyone knows
about her. Yeah, there are attractive people out there. They do exist.
And then she's a psycho. So it's like, I don't want the world seeing my kit and caboodle. So
right, and
like,
I don't want to see dudes walking around with their nipples all day
exactly.
long either. Like, that's the other thing. They're trying to, like, do equality and shit. It's not like we're walking around with our nipples hanging out. Like, one place is the beach and the pool.
Yeah, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Yeah.
And if you don't really like that much, you can go to whatever country you want.
Yeah,
go to
join a
nudist
colony. They have all sorts of equality there.
Like,
Germany's okay
no
with
one
going,
gives a shit.
Walking around naked.
Yeah, or like, go on Dating Naked. Go to Dating Naked. Isn't she crazy, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't her that was doing it. Like, I also took German in high school, which is really fucking weird because my teacher would show me these videos and there's people just, like, rollerblading naked down the street. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Protection. Like, you know, like, shit, if you fall
dangerous.
Over. Yeah, you fall over rollerblading, you get rug burn all over your nipples.
And your dick.
Yeah, and not rug burn, concrete.
Yeah, like road rash. It's even worse than regular burn.
And like
on your
like
dick.
Bird crap or something.
Yeah, you don't recover from that. All right.
You trip and your balls and dog crap.
That's fucking disgusting.
Guys, I think I'm dying.
Promise?
It's because you're pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. I have heartburn.
I was going to say that she must have just had an abortion all over the bathroom. She said she destroyed the bathroom.
No, I'm having a food baby.
A food baby abortion? That would kind of all make sense.
There would be blood in that.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I don't want this food baby.
The route this conversation is going is not the best.
I think we've started out this podcast with way worse.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So let's get into a more... less
serious
sexual
topic, like.
Well, if you could get augments,
why we're here,
like in Deus Ex, the game.
Yes.
If you could get augments, what would you get?
Bigger boobs.
Anything. No.
But you can do that. That's not unless you want like robotic laser tits. Then you can get those. All right. You like whip up your shirt and you just shoot people with your laser nipples.
Here's the thing. You can get like, anything, any part of your body augmented. You know, you can get better like ankles, so your ankles don't wear out or anything.
I'd love that.
But
we know.
You have like Full Metal Alchemist arms where it's like hard and stuff. So, but what I'm saying is like, what would you get augmented? Like,
I kind of just want
ears,
a Bucky
nose,
Barnes arm
all,
so I can just punch
well, my
the
eyes
shit
for
out
sure.
Someone.
I would give up one of my eyes because I want to wear an eye patch and look like a badass.
Ben, you know you could just put an eye patch over your eye and you don't have
to be able
surgery.
To see
and
in
so
the dark.
Like one day you could just be like, you know what? All right, I've had enough eye patch
and
for
you
today.
Can be able to see in the dark.
I want a badass bionic eye that I cover up with an eye patch and then I want my ankles fixed.
But why do you want to cover it with an eye patch? You have a badass bionic eye.
Right, but it'd be a surprise. People would look, oh, you lost your eye. I'd be like, no, bitch. And then shoot a laser beam at him.
Okay, Terminator.
Yes.
All right, I guess. Sure.
I want claws. I want, like, Lady Deathstrike claws.
Like super mega muscles? I'd like to be able to have strong fingers so I could climb things, like,
or about
bare
like,
fingers.
What about, like,
X-23?
X-23.
X-23 has the...
She's my wife.
Dual claws.
Bone claws.
Yeah.
Lady Deathstrike has actual nails.
Okay.
Like, they're crazy. I want one.
But, like, yeah, because you could augment anything. It'd probably be, let's just say, like, it's about the price of a car for...
Yeah, nope,
yeah,
not getting
easy.
Augments.
Go-go gadget penis.
Whoop! Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, God.
The only part of you that stretches? Can you literally fuck yourself? Can you actually extend your penis that far? I kind of want to see that. I don't know why.
I'm really wondering if they're going to mention that at all in the Fantastic Four movie.
Probably.
Probably not.
I'm just saying, Invisible Girl is really hot. Yeah, they did. That's
did right. they?
Yeah, they. Yeah.
They're like, he can stretch any part of his body. Any part. Ooh, like, I want to meet him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I remember that. I just watched the Fantastic Four movies a couple months ago.
I'm sorry.
Paul! Yeah. First one wasn't terrible. Second one was like really bad. Surfer. Unless the Silver Surfer was in the scene, which was like three of them, it was really bad. And even when the Silver Surfer was in it, it was like, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, the Silver Surfer is only good when Galactus is involved.
Because aren't they like sworn enemies?
No, he serves Galactus.
Well, then it turns out.
Yeah, eventually.
I was going to say, can we spoil? This is a really old movie at this point.
Well, not.
Although I guess it's going to be.
About,
is he in Fantastic Four? Can you
get me in? Yeah, in the Silver Surfer one.
No.
That just shows how much I.
I was going to say, I don't even know if they named him as Galactus, but.
But, like, there's an entity wanting to eat the world or destroy the world.
Yeah, that was pretty much. I'm going to sum up the movie because there was about three parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer comes to Earth and nobody knows what's going on. We think he's killing shit. Oh, it turns out he's not killing shit, but Galactus is trying to kill that Silver Surfer's family. Silver Surfer decides, you know what? I'm going to fight him. Then there's like a 15-second fight scene between the Silver Surfer and Galactus, and then the movie ends.
Wait, Galactus was actually in Fantastic Four too?
Yeah.
Really? Or he was mentioned. He wasn't in there. Was he in there?
I think he was a giant big cloud of smoke.
Oh, that is
what the
Galactus.
Fuck?
He's a purple helmet wearer guy.
Yeah, he wasn't.
That's
in
like
it,
the size of 10,000 Earths. He's big.
Like,
well,
he can eat Earth. Pick it up with
well, that's what he was doing. He was going to eat the Earth, but he was going to eat the Earth as a big cloud of smoke.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What?
I don't even know if they mentioned him by name as Galactus. I just know that
they're probably, there's a ruler. And,
yeah, it was like that he had to work for
I'm
somebody.
I'm only hoping
I don't
that Age of Apocalypse is going to be...
All right, that's good. A thing.
Yeah. Yes.
So excited.
I don't want to die. I don't know who they're going to choose as horsemen, though. Because there was a couple different people that were horsemen.
So Days of Future Past essentially just like rebooted the whole X-Men.
Yeah, basically they're like, yeah, we fucked up the last movie.
But Hugh Jackman isn't going to be in them anymore.
Right.
He's got one more movie as Wolverine.
I think he's got I think he said the second Wolverine movie is going to be his last.
Well,
I don't think that's the
I think
next
he said what he's
though.
Doing is he's recording one more movie as Wolverine and then he's done. And so I don't know if there's other like movies that have already been like recorded.
Well,
I mean,
I'm assuming Apocalypse... The Apocalypse one is already made.
Can we just
and
not
just
accidentally
possible.
Kill off X-23? Because she's my favorite.
She's not been in anything.
Yeah, she was in X-2.
She was? Oh, no one watches X-2.
And then she got her fucking self-drowned in adamantium.
No, that was Lady Deathstrike. Oh,
yeah, right. When she got it, when she got
where
it out
she's
of her
got the
yeah.
I have no idea what the
crazy nails. Yeah, that's what I want.
Well,
yeah,
fuck that... her. X-23 is where it's at.
Yeah.
What was it? Oh, so something happened today.
Ah, something happened today.
So,
tell us, Austin, what happened today.
I'll be kind of vague of it for, you know,
personal reasons. The back of my leg is sweaty.
Yeah. So, I was asked by a certain person who is in charge of a business that was going under.
Sorry to interrupt. I can tell that's cucumber Gatorade because I can smell it all the way over here.
It's delicious. Oh, my God. I bought all of them.
It smells like shampoo.
Your mom smells like shampoo.
It does smell like shampoo.
Yeah. I
can see your face smells
we should
like
get cucumber shampoo.
Shampoo.
All right, so anyway, somebody who runs something asked you to do something.
Yes, to back up some files on a computer that they had for the business that they used to own.
I know where this is going.
And but you don't know where it's going.
I
so,
plot twist!
So this particular person asked me, hey, can you go do this for me? Because no one who's going to be involved in this know how. I'm like, okay, well, I have to work from 11 to 8, so I probably won't be available when you need me, and I don't want to wake up early.
Right.
So I coded a little simple batch file. You know, just copy okay. everything from C drive to E drive, plus subfolders and hidden folders and all that crap.
Right.
I made that into a little batch file and put it on the USB while remoting to their computer. I'm like, all right, take this USB,
plug it
into the computer, double click it, and it'll copy everything you need. And then they called me and they're like, hey, we need you to come over here because we can't figure it out. Took my lunch hour. Okay, left right at 3, and went there. They hadn't even plugged in the USB yet. They turned the computer on, that's about it.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Where do we plug this in at?
So I was sitting there, I see the guy I'm helping, his partner, their lawyer, and some other guy who works with a lawyer firm. While I'm doing this, my associate's partner leaves. So it's just my partner, the lawyer, and Tony. So this douche Tony, okay? I'm sitting down at the computer. Yeah, douche Tony.
Douche Tony. Not to be confused with douche Coney. Coney 2012. I'm just upset. Vote like, for Coney. It was all like this big campaign and like nobody voted for him. I didn't even see him make it to the preliminaries.
Oh, gosh.
Fucking bullshit.
So
I was ready. I backed that shit. I didn't back that shit. Anyway, sorry.
It's alright. So yeah, I'm plugging it in and stuff, and I'm like, oh yeah, we don't need this file anymore since I'm here. Like, I try to sound like, you know, salty about it.
Yeah.
And then the lawyer, Tony guy, was like, what's that file for? And I'm like, oh, I'll just show you. I pressed edit and opened up a notepad. I'm like, here's that single line of code. This means this, this, and this. And he goes, well, this is a notepad. That's not the program.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And how do you think programs work, sir?
Yeah, and I was like, well, no, you program it like this. You know what? It's no big deal. I'm just deleting it anyways. So I go into command, or I go into C drive, start to copy and paste. He goes, no, no, no. What are you doing? Let's do this a legal way. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is perfectly safe. And he goes, no, no. Illegal. I do this all the time. I'll show you how.
Why the fuck am I here?
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, show me how you would do it then. He's like, okay, go to QuickBooks, open it up, and he told me, and once they finally found the password, that he just asked me back up the files.
Right.
Which I had to access by opening up a backup file in the first place. So I was trying to explain to him, like, the backup file is here, we'd be wasting time if we...
Right, like, I'm literally opening a backup to backup.
Yeah.
Do you want... Fucking tards.
Yeah, and the computer was having an issue because it was defaulting to the floppy disk drive. That's what this computer is.
I almost died like 4 times.
None of those were my fault. Well, one of them was my fault.
One of two of them were your fault.
One of them.
Two of them. The one with the Mustang. That was your fault.
Uh-huh.
And then the one when you were like swerving out of the truck and you were looking at him, and you almost rear ended the car.
We were both flipping him off.
I wasn't in the driver's seat.
My vote is that Ben doesn't drive us to dinner tonight.
I am a completely safe driver. I just drive super fucking aggressively because everyone else sucks. Like, no, seriously. They were legitimately doing 40
Oh, yeah, they were being assholes, but I still didn't need to die.
You didn't. You're on the fucking podcast. You're still fucking here.
But no, just the long and short of the story is that there's a 68-year-old dude that was leaning over my shoulder wheezing.
No, you do it this way.
Like, into
did
my ear.
Did he have really bad breath, too?
I didn't breathe. He probably did, because old people have bad breath like
I
that.
Know.
And I
know.
It's like
the bacteria has been growing there for decades.
I was just essentially telling him, like...
Why is they keep poking me in the face with a tape measure?
It got really quiet. I
hope
you could use that to nullify the sound for the rest of the podcast.
Probably. I want that sound or that silence to just feel the awkward stare. Not the awkward stare,
the
intense judgmental stare of disappointment.
At Nikki.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, obviously, because I was in the middle of a story.
Yeah, and now you're making all this background noise.
That's going to be hell for Joey to edit. I'm going to watch him twitch as he's editing. He's going to have his headphones on.
Twitch?
On Twitch.
On Twitch, yeah.
And he's just going to be like...
This is awful clicky sound. Of...
You can't have things that are distracting in front of me.
I'm sorry. I got a new closet today.
Like a horse.
Can we put a...
Yeah, right.
I don't know what it is,
Joey,
and I don't know what it's used for, but I will find it, and I will play with it.
Yeah, I need a laser. I have a laser. I need to find my laser.
I'll use
my
flashlight to boil the skin off.
What?
Joey, did you see the video where they could cook eggs with your flashlight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boil eggs.
Ben
eggs with your flashlight?
Ben got a flashlight that, or
with
Austin got a flashlight that could cook eggs. Ben has a flashlight that rubs his penis.
I do.
That's just a weird way. It rubs it.
What else does it do? I think it rubs it the right way, but I don't know.
But yeah,
how would you think it rubs it the right way?
But,
have you used my flashlight, Joey?
I have not, but I just... How?
You might have to clean that thing in bleach.
I was going to say, I think if I had one, I'd clean it in bleach every time I used it.
Yeah. I don't
Speaking
have one, though.
Bleach,
I was
going to
say,
one.
You know what? The hand works just... You know what? It's 5 o'clock.
Speaking of bleach...
It's not 5 o'clock.
No, but that clock says it's 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And that clock knows where that place is.
Yeah.
It's like 5:45.
No, the clock to the right of that clock.
Oh.
So, I love working with children. It's the most rewarding experience of my life.
Oh, shut the hell up.
Two of my kids have head lice.
Nice. So you get to shave off all your hair. You're
no,
like a lesbian.
No. I'm dyeing my hair this week. I'm like, can bleach kill lice? Yes? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm not staying at your house tonight.
Oh, shut up. I don't Seriously. Have lice.
Bleaching lice.
That's what they all say. My sister said she didn't have lice. She had lice.
Your sister's dirty, though.
Yeah. If I have to cut my hair, Nikki, I will kill you.
And you know what sucks?
You don't have to cut
lice
your hair.
Lice prefer clean hair.
No, it's a good thing mine's dirty as shit.
Yeah, it's a good thing mine's pretty dirty, too.
Yeah, mine's not.
My hair's already pretty short. I can just cut it off. Although, you only need to get the treatment, like, once.
Yeah. Because
my two sisters and their mom got lice, and they just, like, went in for one treatment and combed it all out and gave them a shampoo and were like, here you go. Have fun.
Yeah, but I'd rather not pay for that. I know that Nikki's going to complain if she'd have to pay for it.
Well, you could just have lice in your
hair. You would think that this kid, like, doesn't spend a dime on me and complains
about
everything.
Yeah, you would think, but I don't.
Hold on.
I still complain about everything.
You know what they should make? Never mind.
Drugs.
Yeah, well, they make those.
They should longer dildos.
No?
They said long hair.
Dildo swords.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We actually had a game idea that was going to stay with Frosted Gaming.
Saints Row.
Huh?
Has dildo swords.
I know.
But our dildos were cooler.
Yeah, this is going to be...
But this one's gold.
That's exactly what it was.
Quest for the Golden Dildo.
Quest for the Golden Dildo was our game.
It's an RPG.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
I have the worst heartburn ever.
You have a heart?
Yeah, it's on fire.
For Austin.
Aww.
No, you guys are so cute.
No, it's just on fire.
Couple goals.
Goals.
Ben and I have a Tumblr for recreating relationship goal pictures.
Oh my
the two
God.
Of us. We've only posted one picture to it. But goals. Totally is a thing. It's just been in joeythings.tumblr.com.
Check it out. Yeah. Linked up.
No, speaking of which, he just stands outside of the bathroom whenever I go in there. He's like, stop pooping, I miss you.
Aww.
Come out.
He's like reaching under the door, like, hold my hand. Like the cat when the cat puts their
That's
paws under the
door. That's what my cat does. She puts her paws under the doors. It's adorable.
I don't know why, but I think a fun part of the relationship is being able to use the, like go to the bathroom and like take a shower while your significant other is on the toilet.
He won't let me.
I was going to say, that kind of grossed me out.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, that grosses me out.
I always thought it was like humorously cute. I was like, yep. I'm shitting and you're taking a shower.
Oh, no, you can't shit.
See, yeah, no, that's gross to me. Like, I wouldn't want to shit while my girlfriend's showering, nor would I want my girlfriend to shit while I'm showering.
I tried to stink her out of the shower sometimes. I'd be like, oh, this is going to be bad.
Oh, my God.
No, like.
I was also 3 years into my relationship. It was perfectly acceptable.
Oh, Nikki, guess what's coming up?
Another shitty
year. You're not shitting in there while I'm taking a shower.
Yeah, man.
We'll get over it after, the first time.
I would never, that would just be annoying.
It would be super and
gross.
Annoying.
Yeah, I don't know.
I understand cute. If you have to pee.
There's nothing cute about that.
I understand if you have to pee, but, if you're shitting in there, no.
I think peeing is still pretty gross, too, because there's pee fumes.
Yeah.
But as far as the...
And if he was really an asshole, he could, totally open the shower curtain and then, pee on you if he wanted. That would be harder for you to do, but he could totally do it.
I would just pee in a cup and throw it at him.
That's disgusting.
You have a cup
in
the shower?
Cup?
Why would you pee on your girlfriend? It's a weird scenario anyway.
Well, I mean, some people are into that, but no one pees in a cup.
Yeah, you do.
Have you seen two girls in a cup?
That was not pee.
That was not pee.
That was not pee, but similar bodily functions.
You guys see one guy, one cup?
The cup was hardly used.
Now, see, the thing you have to look forward to with relationship goals is when your significant other's in the shower and you just yank the shower curtain open.
No, that's so annoying.
Oh my God, I did it like 8 times.
I just jump in with them.
Yeah, but I have one of those skinny shower things and she's like, shink! I'm like, fuck, shink! No,
yeah, but then you get water everywhere. That's not funny. Like,
it was
not.
Totally
then it's a
funny.
Safety concern.
Yeah, randomly just jumping in the shower with your significant other is so much fun.
Well,
yeah,
with proper warning, you don't want to startle them because then they'll slip and fall and die.
Everyone missed the last part of that, and I'm so happy.
That's all right. I'll catch it later. Don't worry.
No, going in the shower together is a normal thing. It's
yeah, unless you do it stealthily, and then all of a sudden you just reach from behind, and then it's like, oh my God, how'd you do that? Who the fuck are you? Right.
Especially if you're not dating them.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, I feel like shit.
I think I like Hungry Nikki better, because at least it waits till the end of the podcast.
Yeah, because she isn't constantly complaining that she's hungry. She only says it a couple times.
Right, it just means it's we've passed the 30-minute mark, and all of a sudden it's time to go home now.
It's time to feed Nikki.
Joey, remember when our podcast used to be like 2 hours long?
Our, we only had one podcast that exceeded 2 hours, and it was the first podcast. But they were,
and then we cut it down to an hour.
No, that was the fourth podcast. No, they were a solid hour and a half for a while, and they will eventually go back to that length in time.
Yeah, but quantity and stuff.
And time and people and
yeah, Nikki keeps interrupting me and stuff.
So. Yeah, and she had to go to the bathroom before, which like credited into the time because she had the food baby abortion. And I, you know, I have three air fresheners now. I might get a fourth for the bathroom.
I have a man bun.
ODST was officially given a placeholder date. That's not the true date. It's not actually coming out in a week, but that's a placeholder
I heard
date.
It comes out like Friday.
ODST?
Yeah.
ODST. Well, the remake. Mastered
Chief Collection. In the, if you own that game before December 19th, I think, then you get it for free. If you
I think you only had to play it, and I think I did play it because I think I played it when you brought it over.
That's true.
So I think I get ODST also.
But here's the other catch. If you get it after it's released, then it's free. But if you get it between December 19th and after it's and before it's released, then you have to pay for it.
So you're... Wow, what a fucking piece of shit. I am disappointed.
What? So if I buy a new of the Master Chief Collection.
Yes.
So if I buy a copy of the Master Chief Collection in like a couple weeks, I get ODST for free.
Correct.
Yes.
But if I buy it like right fucking now.
Or like any time in the past couple weeks, yeah, you're fucked.
That's fucking stupid.
I know. So CheerFest is coming up.
Yeah.
We met with Red Bull. Things are going great.
They want to hug us.
And a bunch of people are coming to CheerFest, and Austin and Nikki are coming
to
CheerFest.
They want to be our best friends.
Right. Austin and Nikki,
CheerFest
is coming.
Oh my God.
Yes, of course.
Joey, after you mentioned that thing. With Red vs. Blue, now that I noticed it with O'Malley, I was like...
No, I think Ben mentioned it.
What?
I mentioned it. Ben mentioned it.
You mentioned it.
Ben mentioned it.
I mentioned it to you. Maybe you might have mentioned it to her. What? Which part of that, O'Malley?
The part we're probably not going to talk about because spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
That's what I was looking for.
Not really. I mean, it's been out forever.
Yeah, but...
Are we talking about the part where...
Beep.
No, I mean like post-edit.
Oh, well, you could just say it. I'll just recover you saying, this is the part where you put the beep in with
the beep.
This is the
part where
you put the beep in, Joey. So the beep will be covering this part right here. Well, that part there, not now because the joke.
This will get cut.
Yeah. Well, no, this will be here for humor.
Long beep.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That would be the longest beep ever.
Yeah. It's usually if it's a long beep, I just cut out the middle parts of the beep.
Yeah. Or you can just cut it out and put dead silence in there for like a split second. So then you're like, Oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
Oh my God.
Or just sudden cut into laughter.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what the fuck? Yeah, it's pretty great.
Ben likes beep.
That was a great podcast.
That was a terrible fucking podcast.
13 or 17.
Fucking hated that podcast.
Fucking
we should make that into a shirt. Ben likes blank. Like
yes!
But it can be like a washable shirt, and you can it can come with a washable marker, and you can like write cock or something on it.
Yes. That shirt is happening.
We already made that discovery.
Grapes and stuff like that.
Yeah, know? Ben likes grapes.
Because it's a fact that people like grapes.
Squats.
Squats.
Ben likes squats. Ben likes girls who squat.
Nikki does not like squats. Fuck squats.
All right, no one wants to make a Nikki doesn't like shirt because that's like a lot of possibilities.
Yeah,
the possibilities are endless.
And everything.
Just Nikki's... like they just tape a dictionary to the shirt.
Like, Nikki relates to a cactus shirt. Because I'm prickly and I hate everyone.
You're prickly?
You need a lot prickly. More care than a cactus. A cactus can survive without food for a long, long time.
Yeah,
okay,
Nikki's like, can't even go between
trap.
The start of the
I
podcast. I'm
everything.
Surprised Nikki hasn't started to say she was hungry yet.
Are you hungry?
I'm dying! That's why I haven't
said
I'm hungry.
Cactuses
dying,
don't die.
Dying of hunger.
Cacti don't die.
Shut up.
Yeah, they live forever. They're like cancer.
Like time
and lobsters. And time lords.
Cancer and lobsters.
Literally live forever.
If you watch a cactus die... It will start glowing and burst out a new, different type of cactus. It's
what
a Time Lord.
What the fuck?
It's Time Lord.
Yeah, and it's actually a little bit like a phoenix, too. It's a weird Time Lord-phoenix combination.
Yeah, phoenix down.
Yeah, phoenix down. Not to be confused with the Black Hawk down, which is a different bird that also went down. That one did not come back up.
That one didn't get back up.
Did not get back up.
That bird had wings and talons, but didn't have any armor.
So CheerFest is coming up. MetroCon's coming up.
Yeah, the week after CheerFest.
Yeah.
Awful timing, but.
So what are we doing regarding, have we made any arrangements for MetroCon?
We have a hotel room.
No, we have a hotel room.
Like for our panel.
I figure we're just gonna go stand on the stage
and
talk about dicks for 45
minutes. Can we get
chairs and tables and stuff?
A bounce
house. No, that's all there. They're providing.
Joey.
And then I'm gonna put sides.
Can we get a bounce house?
No.
There's gonna be a slip inside at Cheerfest.
No, yeah. I need a bounce house for.
Wait, did
a panel.
You get official?
Well, no, it's still. We'll find out tomorrow morning for sure.
What about like a springboard platform?
We do.
We have an air track.
We have an air trampoline.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, really awesome. It'll be fun. You can go on it, even though you don't really tumble.
Sorry,
I'll tumble though.
Yeah.
Then slip inside. Everybody knows how to slip inside. Unless you're retarded.
Joe, you have to do flips and shit as Spider-Man.
I just imagine.
Then the suit doesn't fit right for that. Maybe if I had a differently fitting suit, I could.
Oh my god, Joey!
But the suit I have really doesn't fit well enough for.
Joey, you're ruining everyone's dreams of seeing actual Spider-Man. Stuff. Who cares?
I mean, it is really well like sewn together, but it just the back is too short. Like it's complicated to explain. But actually, although I might have your mom help me with that. But now Metricon's like too close for it to. Probably help in time.
She could probably
because I think what I want to do is because it's the problem is the zipper along the back you can't stretch it out, so it's like set at a max length. What I'm thinking about doing is cutting or detaching the zipper from the back, stretching it, holding it stretched, and then sewing it back while the fabric's stretched out.
Interesting. Okay.
And so that makes it a little bit longer because it's only a little bit too short.
See, but here's the thing: when it's like at your slouching height, you know, it'll be all like crumpled up.
No, because it's so stretched now.
Yeah,
the idea is it'll be normal because right now it's actually pulled extra taut and it's not fully riding along my back. It's actually like out a bit.
Okay.
So I'll show you next time I put it on.
As long as it doesn't like deform the fabric.
Yeah, and still honestly, I'd rather it have it crumpled up on my back than whatever it is now because it just like pulls up in a weird wedgie shape.
Yep. Cool.
See. All right.
Who wants a tattoo?
I do
at some point in my life.
Let's go get new tattoos.
Right now instead of going to dinner?
No.
Why, Nikki? You're not even hungry. Nikki is the pillow queen.
There is a video game where there's like a princess with a flower head like that. I forgot what it is.
Daisy?
From?
Mario?
Does Daisy have a flower head?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Daisy was her name.
Oh. Crap. I can't remember.
Wait. If Mario and Luigi are brothers, and Daisy and Peach are sisters...
Are they?
I don't know. I'm pretending they are. But if they are, it would totally make sense. And does that mean that Luigi is also Mario's brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Wow.
Full meta shit going on.
Well, what about Rosalina?
I don't know who the fuck Rosalina is.
The star princess. The blondie.
Oh, she's like a time lord or something. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Rosalina's adorable. Don't glare at me.
Who's the princess that was in the original Donkey Kong game?
That was me.
Okay.
I think that was Peach.
Daisy. It was Daisy.
Daisy came before Peach?
Technically.
Wow, man. My whole life
is... In Donkey Kong.
My whole life has been a lie. I don't get why Ben's laughing. There was a dirty joke
came
in there.
Came before Peach.
What?
Came before Peach.
Mario, you're dirty boy.
Oh, no, well, Luigi.
Mario and Donkey Kong in the first one.
Oh, that's true. So does that mean Luigi got sloppy seconds?
Pauline.
Oh.
She's a ginger. And very ugly.
Well, it is kind of hard to... Well, you know what? Samus was attractive in her 8-bit glory.
Yeah.
What?
Samus was attractive in her 8-bit
and
glory.
And in 64.
And in 64-bit. And in full HD. And in Halo. Anyway, these nuts.
Joy rubs it out to Samus. Sentai.
Oh yeah, all the time, regularly. What?
Don't you say bad things about my future cosplay.
What?
Why you gotta make it weird, Nikki?
What?
Fight me.
I'm just saying.
No. All right, are we ready to call it a podcast?
I suppose so.
Any movies coming out?
Yes.
Tomorrowland.
I already saw it.
You already saw it?
Yeah.
Don't give your impression on it because I've heard some negative impressions.
Jurassic World,
that's coming out.
I think we're going to go see that after our panel at Metricon.
Let's do it.
Everybody's going to be there.
We'll fight everyone.
It ruins the movie with all the 4,000 people there.
It was really annoying at the Avengers
one. Yeah.
Because people that are very...
It's like, spoiler alert. Shut the fuck up, you nerd!
Well, that's the thing. I am okay with geeky and nerdy culture. It's just the people that are very enthusiastic like to be even more enthusiastic in crowds to show
their nerdiness. Yeah, in the movie, and it's like, this is still a movie theater. You're still supposed to be quiet.
Yeah. When like, woo, yeah! It's like, okay, I get it. You're enthusiastic. All right,
stop like, who the fuck so are you? Hear what yeah, saying. Who are you actually clapping for? So, nobody that you would be clapping for can hear you right
the
now.
The guy who's putting in the film.
At this point, that's you guys have to get for. What I have where I can shut everyone else in the world out.
Yeah, but I can't shut everyone else out and then hear the movie in the background.
It. It's called earphones.
Yeah, like if I had earphones to listen, guys, I have an idea. If I had earphones to listen to the movie theater, like the movie, I would pay for that extra for that.
I apologize.
I'm glad I can't smell it over here.
I had Arby's and a donut.
But like for
weird combination.
So anyway, no, we'll go to Jurassic Park the weekend after MetroCon or Jurassic World.
Can we're going to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Well, but why? We're already at MetroCon, and that's the night of the rave.
Before the rave, after our panel, when we have nothing else to do.
We're going to chill at the hotel, probably.
Yeah, I don't want to go to a movie and come back.
Let's go do drugs.
Unless our friend Kat has other plans.
No, she'll be with us.
No, she's being kidnapped. What I'm saying, she has no fucking plans.
No, what I'm saying is, if she wants to do something else there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides a movie, or if she wants to do a movie.
Yeah.
We'll
do a movie on Sunday.
That's what you do.
Karma's a bitch!
I'm going out the window.
I can't find my mouse. There it is.